Only God can forgive. Only in this sense has the Church power to absolve the sinner. Remission of sins can be obtained only through the merits of Christ. To no man, to no body of men, is given power to free the soul from guilt. The name of Jesus is the only name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. When Jesus first met the disciples in the upper chamber, Thomas was not with them. He heard the reports of the others that Jesus had risen, but gloom and unbelief filled his heart. If Jesus had really risen, there could be no hope of a literal earthly kingdom. And it wounded his vanity to think that his master should reveal himself to all except him. He was determined not to believe, and for a whole week he brooded over his wretchedness. He repeatedly declared, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." He would not exercise faith which was dependent on the testimony of his brethren. He loved his Lord, but he had allowed jealousy and unbelief to take possession of his heart. One evening Thomas determined to meet with the others in the familiar upper room. He had a faint hope that the good news was true. Taking their evening meal, the disciples talked of the evidences Christ had given them in the prophecies. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be unto you." Turning to Thomas he said, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." The doubting disciple knew that none of his companions could have told the master of his unbelief. He had no desire for further proof. His heart leapt for joy, and he cast himself at the feet of Jesus, crying, "My Lord and my God." Jesus accepted his acknowledgement but gently reproved his unbelief, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed, blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed." Should the world now follow the example of Thomas, no one would believe, for all who receive Christ must do so through the testimony of others. Many who, like Thomas, wait for all cause of doubt to be removed, will never realize their desire. They gradually become confirmed in unbelief. They are sowing seeds of doubt, and they will have a harvest of doubt to reap. When faith and confidence are most essential, many will thus find themselves powerless to hope and believe. Jesus' treatment of Thomas shows how we should treat those who make their doubts prominent. Thomas had been most unreasonable in dictating the conditions of his faith, but Jesus, by his generous consideration, broke down all the barriers. Unbelief is seldom overcome by controversy. But let Jesus, in his love and mercy, be revealed as the crucified Savior, and from many once unwilling lips will be heard the acknowledgement of Thomas, "My Lord and my God."